Federal member for Mallee, Anne Webster, who's, well, not local at the moment. You're over in Canberra. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Dave. How are you? Yes, I'm in wet, chilly Canberra.
I was going to ask if it was raining over there as well.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. The tough job you've got. Of course, the first sitting in Parliament?
Yeah, look, it's absolutely challenging on the opposition benches, apart from booing and hissing plenty of things that Labor say. I mean, our job fundamentally is to keep them honest and to hold them to account for the policy positions and legislation that they bring in. And, you know, you've got limited opportunity to do that, of course, but at every opportunity I certainly do, because some of the policies they're bringing in are just nuts.
It's a bit of a different view for you, though.
Ah, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. We still get to look at the government, though, and they get to look at the opposition. We just switch sides.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Look, tell me, regional health, it is in the news. Urgent care clinics, GP distribution, that sort of thing.
Yeah, look, it sounds great on the surface if you're in an urban setting and on the outer edges of metropolitan Melbourne and every other capital city in Australia. Fantastic. 50 urgent care Medicare clinics, which will both fill. Very nice. However, fundamentally, they are Labor seats. We have no indication that service will be provided to regional settings, such as in Mallee, from top to bottom. And the age-old issue applies, where is the workforce coming from? And what Labor have now done is expanded the distributed priority area classification so that outer metropolitan, such as Frankston, Torquay, Ballarat, Bendigo, will now compete with smaller towns such as Mildura, Swan Hill, Horsham, Maryborough, Oyen, and everything in between, for international medical graduates and bonded graduates. Now, if you are an international doctor coming to Australia, the first thing you're going to be looking for are what are those major infrastructure pieces, public transport, you know, if you want to use those, private schools, big shopping centres, you know, all the things that are, you know, enticing for those doctors. Plus, importantly, medically, a lot of supervision which is available in much larger hospitals. This is absolutely unfair. It is unreasonable, and it just goes to show Labor's urban-centric approach to medical and education and every other issue that they want to talk about.
Well, you're there to keep them honest, Anne.
Yeah, well, and you know, I mean, some of these things I feel so passionately about,
yeah, of course,
such as healthcare delivery. There is, I certainly don't hold anybody. Anyone who wants to see my speech can have a look at my Facebook page that I made in the chamber 2 nights ago. And yesterday I was on ABC on television doing an interview about energy.
Caught that.
With equally as much passion, because I feel so frustrated by the simplicity with which they approach this need to reduce emissions. It's blindingly ridiculous.
Well, look, just quickly, because we are running out of time, I've got less than a minute, as a matter of fact, the ABCC, the Australian Building and Construction Commission, what do you got to say about that?
Well, I mean, we know
apart
Labor
from goodbye,
came to government saying that this will be a government that has holds integrity to the highest bar. We will introduce an integrity commission. The very, very first thing they do is say, we will scrap the Australian Building and Construction Commission, which holds the unions to account. And we know that the unions and Labor are effectively one. CFMEU has given Labor $10 million. You don't give $10 million without an expectation that your wishes will be adhered to or listened to at least. And so the very first thing that they've done is removed the ABCC and made it a toothless tiger.
Should I just mention the painters and dockers? Are we going back to... No, I shouldn't probably.
Look, there are plenty of people in our electorate who would remember the painters.
Yeah, true.
Look, disgraceful.
And unfortunately, that's our time for this morning, but looking forward to when you're back in Sunraysia.
Thank you so much, Dave. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Day.
You too. That's Federal Member for Mallee, Anne Webster. And keeping them honest, wasn't that the catch cry for one party back years ago?